It borrows definitely from my father's story, but then I also spoke to a lot of other Maltese people to really fill out the story. So my father's story is that he was born in a cave during a really heavy bombing raid in Malta in 1942. And I've always known this story. And as a young kid growing up in Australia, that was such an interesting story. I just, you know, it's unusual to think, well, why didn't you just go to hospital? And so as I got older, I researched the story more and discovered, of course, that Malta was very heavily bombed. In fact, the most heavily bombed place in World War II was Malta. And one of the ways the Maltese survived was to hide in this huge series of caves and tunnels inside the landscape of Malta. So I went to Malta, I visited there a few times, and I thought this would make a great story for children, and especially as so many Maltese came to Australia, like a lot of other people after World War II. So I wanted really to write a story not only for the Maltese community, but for Australian kids in general, because so many people have ended up, you know, moving from different parts of the world to live here and make Australia their home. I mean, I always wanted to go to Malta ever since I was a kid. And then when I was there, the story, I think, became really obvious that I needed to write it. And then when I came back to Australia, I interviewed lots of Maltese who made the journey in between usually 1950 and 1960. That's where I mostly concentrated. And they told me their memories of what it was like applying to come to Australia, and what it was like to apply to come to a country they'd never heard about before, a lot of them, and they didn't really know what really they would find when they got here. And for a lot of Maltese, when they got here, of course, there were plenty of jobs. You could buy a house, you could, you know, have a life that was peaceful. But of course, there were downsides as well. Australia was, it could be quite racist back then, and my father, like a lot of migrants, was bullied and picked on, and he was called names. And so I really wanted to put that in the book too. And so my little girl, I've actually based my main character as a little girl who has my grandmother's name, Teresa, and she leaves Malta with her family and comes to Australia and experiences what it's like to go to a school with, you know, desks and chairs and books, because her school in Malta was destroyed. And so she loves it here and thinks it's very exciting, but she also misses the family who was left behind in Malta, and of course she's bullied.
Your father came to Australia at a very young age. You were born in Australia.
Yeah, so my dad came out here when he was 7, so a few years after the war was over. And he came out here with his mum and his six, there were six brothers and sisters all together. And his father actually came out a little bit earlier to try and find a house and find a job. And when he was ready, then he called the rest of the family over. And yes, and I was born here in Sydney.
You yourself, being born here, did you experience any issues, difficulties at school coming from a Maltese background?
Yeah, it was quite strange because, of course, just being a kid, you think you're like every other kid, and it's not until somebody else picks on you because you have dark skin or you have dark hair that you realize, oh, I'm a little bit different, but I still don't know why that matters. So it's very confusing for a kid when they're picked on just simply because the way they looked. And so, yeah, I remember walking to school and walking past other kids in our street and being called names and being picked on, and sometimes you'd have things thrown at you. So, and I was born in 1966, so this is mainly in 1970s Australia. So it was really hard, and it was really confusing. It's one reason I really wanted to put it in the book, because I think even today, of course, kids experience this.